I left school in 1908, February 1908, and went to the Evening Press as office boy.
How did you get the job?
Well, I just applied. It was advertised, I imagine, and I just applied and was given the job, office boy. Well, you got the ordinary office boy work, but apart from that, I was what they called copy boy. Now, that involved attending police courts, sessions courts, assize courts, football matches, the York Rugby and York City football clubs on a Saturday, waiting on the reporters until they had copy ready, and then rush it off to the office to be set up in print right away, you see. That was the main job of the, what they call the office boy in the reporter's room in those days.
How much were you paid for that?
5 shillings a week, starting wage. I finished as junior reporter in beginning of 1913, I think it was. I believe I was getting 17 and sixpence a week. And that meant working all hours God sent. You didn't work a full straight through, you know. You'd have an engagement probably in the morning, one in the afternoon, and might have one in the evening. But the main jobs, as far as reporters were concerned, there was a police court held in the courts in Clifford Street, the ordinary police court and the sessions court. Then there was the assize courts, and we always sent men to lead the assizes. In those days, of course, cases sometimes covered a whole page, sometimes more. The murder cases, any important case would justify columns and columns and columns. In fact, there were many cases, murder cases and big industrial cases were reported almost verbatim.
They don't put nearly so much in about them now.
Oh, they're just a few lines now is about the limit. In there, I used to go to the police court and stand at the end of the reporter's bench, same at the assizes. He would stand at the just below the dock where the prisoner, he could touch the prisoners until the reporter had a copy to take back to the office. He'd dash off to the office and straight back again. Football matches, well, I knew the York City and the rugby football clubs in those days, 1908. York City played down at Acombe, right opposite the windmill. There was a lane there, led out into the country across a couple of fields where the York City used to play. I'm not sure what league they were in then. I think it was the Midland League. Rugby, of course, always played at Clarence Street. I remember many of the players. One of the leading players that when I first started going in 1908 was a big fellow like a barrel, Eli Plimmer. And the fullback was a little local man named Tot Moore. He was a wizard. We're going to just turn on the sixpence. He often left many a tackler stranded. It was a delight to watch him. But as far as the press was concerned, it was a very difficult place to work in. I started in 1908, and I would say that they had one of the best reporting staffs that they could possibly have found in anywhere in the country in those days.
Can you tell me about some of the reporters?
Do you want to know the names?
Well, not necessarily names.
Well,
the
chief reporter was a grand old gentleman named Dunsford. Big fella. And there was other two of them at that time were local men. One, a man named Bell. His people had a butcher shop in Petergate. Another one was called Wright, whose people had a shop in Little Stonegate, antique shop, something of that sort. They were a real grand set of fellows. But I don't know just when things started to go wrong. But go wrong they did. These fellows who were there when I started, they left one after another. Got replacements. Some of those didn't stay long. As a matter of fact, in the 5 years I was there, there were all over 50 reporters. Some in and out. There were several who liked the bottle and come for a while and then get the sack. But when things got difficult for the paper, well, they'd be back again.
How many reporters were there on the staff at any one time?
Usually about half a dozen. Never, you never could say it to be certain any one time. There was, as I say, in that 5 years I was there, there were 50 changes. And six or seven of them occupy the chief reporter's chair. Those are the changes, you see. When things started to go, when they really went wrong, between 16 and 17. And I remember we got down to nil. And they brought in an old gentleman, 85. And he and myself did what we could until they got replacements.
Who was this old gentleman of 85 they got?
I don't know what his name is. I've forgotten his name now. He lived in Park Place. An old gentleman, he'd been at the game before, that was obvious, but he was a doddering little old man. But he accomplished something, which was all they could expect of him at that time. Well, I got pushed into jobs from then on, you see. Small meetings, Sunday services, football matches.
Did your pay go up?
Not for quite a while.
So how did you get to be a junior reporter, a full junior reporter?
Well, I gradually worked into that, you see. They got replacements and I was put on the book. I appeared in the diary for engagements. Then we got another young lad, a junior, a lad named Eric Croft. He went to the Doncaster Gazette. He later finished up as sub-editor on the Carlisle newspaper. Myself, things got so bad, they couldn't keep anybody there. We were reduced again, I think it was to three seniors and myself junior and another junior. Things got so bad that we just all walked out. It was nothing to have to sit there until midnight waiting for the chief reporter to mark the diary. Mind you, that isn't as strange as it might seem, because you'd got the evening press and the same staff dealt with the evening press news as dealt with the Herald news. Now, as I said a few minutes ago, we used to send men to Leeds Assizes. Maybe one or two go to Leeds Assizes. That would mean leaving York about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. The courts go on till 4 or 5, maybe 6 o'clock. They'd arrive back home, and then they'd got sheets and sheets and sheets of notes to transcribe. They'd be sitting there. I've gone in there at midnight to see if the diary was marked. I'd find them sitting there scribbling away as though their lives depended on it. Of course, the daily paper, the evening press, which is my favourite paper just now, had been dealt with, had to been catered for, but there was always the Herald, you see, and whatever hadn't got into the press would appear in the Daily Herald the following day.
The Herald was a morning paper? The Herald
was a morning paper, and there was a Weekly Herald. There was a Weekly Herald as well.
So that in effect the reporters were working for two newspapers?
Two newspapers, yes. Yeah.
Was that the only complaint, the workload? Were there other problems?
Well, I don't know about the pay. It was a bad place for pay. As I say, I believe I was on 17 sixpence a week. Mind you, that wasn't too bad when you come to consider what I got when I went to the Doncaster Chronicle after we came out on strike. And I only started at 25 shillings a week then. No, we came out, and I don't know what happened to the others. There were not three of the best fellows who came out, I might tell you, but they were good fellows in their way. The Yorkshire and the Evening Press have had some of the best reporters in this country at one time, and have had since, because I've known a good many of them since. And I should imagine they've got a good staff now.
Did all of the reporters come out when you did?
There were only three. There's only three, and then myself and another junior. That's five of us. They reduced to that from six or seven they usually kept. Senior reporters, that is, not counting us juniors.
So how many were there, including the juniors?
There'd be six or eight all told, with including juniors. There was a lot of work to be done. A big thing with the, especially for the weekly supplement. I believe there was a supplement published as well to the Weekly Herald. And a big thing was funerals. I'd often be sent off into the country, take hours to get there and hours to get back to report funerals. It wasn't just a case of saying that the funeral took place. You got to be at the church door and get as many names of mourners as you possibly could. Then when you got to the cemetery, take the list of the wreaths, everyone as written by the senders. And then maybe wait 2 or 3 hours for a train to get back.
So that wasn't very popular work?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I'm afraid I wasn't cut out to be a reporter, actually. I was... You've got to be a nosy parker to be a reporter.
Mm.